fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the third hour of our show here on Wednesday, the 29th of September. The prepper tip today is to get your thermal imaging scope now while you can. Yes, it's expensive. I know that. But right now you can get them, and in the not-too-distant future it will be impossible. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than a quarter century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. He's authored 6 books, 3 he authored personally, 3 more he co-authored. His books for sale at Amazon.com. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Excellent articles that you can subscribe to. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, good to have you with us. And our conversations always go in directions I can't really anticipate in advance. But let's begin with a caller here. We had a caller here. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you, Jeff. Well, Jeff, I have a question for you. And I was watching this on video, which is there was a rally in Boston, Massachusetts to stop the Biden mandates for the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I've seen this as an observation. Most of the conservative rallies I observe, most of the people who attend these rallies are mostly white people over 50 years old. Like 70 to 80% of the people will be Caucasian, with 20 to 30% in the other range. Jeff, this is very, very disturbing because I'm seeing the conservative movement dying. And when the conservative movement dies, what do you think will be the remedy to get this country back? At the very least, get these Biden vaccine mandates out. Jeff?
Go ahead, Jeff. You got a response?
Hello, Jeff?
Yeah, I just dropped me for a second there. So I heard the part about white people over 50 at these rallies.
Yeah, conservative rallies. So simply put, here's my question. when the conservative movement dies in America, because I'm seeing the people attending many different kinds of conservative rallies, particularly the ones to get rid of these COVID-19 vaccines. Now, this was sponsored by the Boston Broadside in Boston, Massachusetts, at the State House, and I watched the video, and most of the people at this rally were 50 and over, mostly white people. I'd say about 80% white, older white people, and 20% other people, and that's being very optimistic. Now, I'm seeing the conservative movement dying in this country as far as getting this country back in a peaceful manner. What do you say would be the remedy if the baby boomers go off the scene or the conservative movement dies in this country? Because I'm seeing the death of conservatism in this country. What do you say, Jeff? What's the remedy?
What's the remedy? So you're talking about in Massachusetts?
Yeah, Massachusetts or just in any blue state in particular, because I live in a blue state. What is the remedy to at least get rid of
there was a conservative. I didn't know there was a conservative movement in Massachusetts, but look, there are conservatives of various different kinds, but they certainly, I mean, the country, right? We've only have abortion, we have schools. What are left to conserve?
Jeff, Nyquist, your audio is coming and going here. I don't know what's going on, but you're there and you're gone.
It's a bad connection, I guess.
Now you're there. You need to begin. You need to start fresh, sir.
Okay. So. Conservatives, what do conservatives have to conserve in Massachusetts? You know.
Oh, Massachusetts is done.
Okay. So they're conservatives without anything left to conserve. Here's the problem is that, look, the communists took over everything already. You know, the left is already victorious. I saw this coming a long time ago. You go back down to Ronald Reagan, there was some sense in which Ronald Reagan was just sort of papering over a bad situation. You know, he supposedly won the Cold War by building Star Wars and forcing the Soviets into a corner. Star Wars was never built. You know, the Strategic Defense Initiative, they didn't build it during the Cold War. It wasn't built. They wanted to build a system that hit a missile with a missile. That wasn't practical. It doesn't even really work right now. It won't stop a Russian missile. So all these myths we have, the lies we believe in, it's not just the leftist lies. Conservatives have a set of lies that they believe in, too.
And like
that Reagan won the Cold War.
Good point.
You know, you hear Hannity say that all the time. There was this idea that, oh no, the communists aren't taking over. You know, Ronald Reagan won. It's morning in America. You know, so you have this idea, this bouncy optimism that you got from Rush Limbaugh and other people. It was a completely depressing. You know, when Reagan was the last year of Reagan's presidency, I was thoroughly depressed. You know, I knew what was coming. And, you know, you talk about these older people. Well, maybe they're older people because they remember this bouncy, optimistic. You see, an optimist is someone who thinks we live in the best of all possible worlds. And a pessimist is someone who's afraid that they're right.
Yeah, I'm more of a pessimist. Because I'll wrap it up with this. I watched that video and I was depressed because I knew that in Massachusetts, the conservative movement is pretty much dead, and you're seeing the remnants of it. And the only thing I could recommend for smart people is to start fleeing these blue states. So that's my take on it. But Jeff, John, I thank you for having me on the broadcast, and I hope the Biden mandates will go away when enough people die or get sick off of these vaccines. And by the way, I read that report about Lieutenant Colonel... Oh, what's her name? I was listening to. Right, yeah, she was good. Long. Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long. She's good. I briefly read through it. Good stuff. Guys, have a good one.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jeff. Your call number is 512-248-8252. Jeff, this would be a good time to tell people about your website. It's jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. You write at least one article a week, sometimes two articles a week, and there's a way people can subscribe to your articles and help support you. Tell people how they can do that, Jeff.
Yeah, there's a voluntary subscription tab at the bottom of every article or video that I post, and people can click on that. You can help support me from PayPal, and you can also buy my books, and that's how I get by. I squeak by that way.
Well, I encourage people to do that, and it'll help Jeff and help all of us to support Jeff Nyquist and his work. Jeff, what I like to say is it's a pretty short list of people, men and women, who sat across the interview table from KGB defectors, which you've done on several occasions. The only man I know personally who's done it is my friend Sam Andrews. He was part of the security detail for one of those defectors. But in that environment, you learn things that people could never learn otherwise, don't you, sir?
Well, yeah, that's true. If they trust you and they will tell you things that, look, there's the things that are in books, and then there's the things you get from interacting with somebody. And you kind of get to understand the nuances of what it's like to live in a totalitarian country. People don't realize there's a developmental difference between people who grow up in a free country and people who grow up in a country that's not free, and a real developmental difference between people who want to rise, that is, they want to get rank or they want to have a career in a country that is totalitarian. Because that also it requires great certain psychological traits.
Absolutely, absolutely. I recall my wife and I were on vacation in northern Michigan. It would have been the early 90s, and we ran across a notice that a man was giving a one-man presentation that evening, which we bought tickets and attended. He had escaped communism and was proud to be in America and be in the land of the free and home of the brave. But he still felt that he owed something to Mother Russia for the free education that he had received, as if he had some debt to the Russia for the education he received before he escaped. I found that interesting, but you're probably not surprised at all, are you, sir?
Well, no, that's interesting. They can get a good education depending. The school system in Russia is sort of similar to ours. In fact, ours is partly modeled on it. But they have private tutoring, and they have their special academies you can go to. And, of course, you know, people in other countries, they revere learning. And like Americans, they go to school and they don't want to study. Here, give me the answers on the test before the exam so I don't have to study. Then I'll just memorize the answers and go in and take the test. They don't have that attitude in other countries.
Well, that's in the United States, that's part of the fraternity system. These fraternities have copies of every test and every answer by every instructor on the campus, and that's how the fraternity brothers take care of each other. That's not exactly a secret. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here from a call from the future, because in New Zealand it is Thursday, and we have Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I got one thing for Jeff. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on in regard to the grand solar minimum. Last Thursday in Russia, around 5 climbers died, and apparently the incident took place at Mount Elbrus in the Caucasus mountain region, and apparently they had a record low temperature of minus 20 degrees Celsius. And also, earlier in the week, the Vostok station in Antarctica, which is also, I believe, it's Russian, they recorded a record-breaking temperature of minus 75 degrees. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Alex, do you know that this is, has their harvest been affected in Russia this year negatively, their grain harvest?
From what I've heard, yes. They've been affected. And also at the same time, Canada has lost over 30% of their grain harvest as well.
Yeah, a farmer here was telling me that. They've suffered bad losses in Canada. This is really significant because the crop growing at the upper latitudes in Russia, of course, is at upper latitudes. You know, Russia has been the number one grain here since the mid last decade, been the number one grain producing country. They've produced more grain than Europe, and Europe has produced more than the United States. And now that's coming to an end. And that's rather important because a lot of Middle Eastern countries are living off that grain. Yeah, but Alex, do you think that these did you see in these news stories any comments from the Russian authorities about these low temperatures?
The Russian authorities are now saying temperatures are really record-breaking, apparently.
That's, you know, it's still September here. You know, it isn't summer anymore, but this is a little unusual. And how far south do you know where in Russia these low temperatures were recorded? You know the latitudes of the places?
In the Caucasus mountain region, apparently.
In the Caucasus mountain region?
Yes, that's correct.
That's southern Russia.
Yes.
Well, the Caucasus, well, maybe it's a different mountain region, and I'm not understanding your English. But anyway, yeah, that's unusual. That would be the southernmost part of Russia. But it is a mountain area, and you can get snow in the middle of August in mountainous regions, but interesting. Yeah, I heard a little bit about it. I didn't really look at it closely, but we'll have to see what happens. So far here one of the northernmost parts of the lower 48 states, it's still warm here, but I guess we'll see. A farmer friend of mine says that he believes we're going to have snow in the next week or two. So that's his experience, given he said whenever you have a lot of rain in August, early September, you get an early snow. And I think that's when you talk about global warming, what's the mechanism driving it is there's more cloud cover on the Earth overall because of the sun's lower electromagnetic activity. And that means the Earth has been, there's been a more of a cooling effect. So I guess we'll see.
The second and final thing I got for Jeff in regard to the grand solar minimum, apparently the Japanese Antarctic station by the name of Fuji, they also recorded a low temperature of minus 74 degrees Celsius. The Japanese Antarctic station Fuji is also quite close to the Russian Vostok station in Antarctica. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, my goodness, that's interesting. Wow.
Hold on, we'll get Jeff's comment after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
Thank you. standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Darren Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. You can get what you need to protect your car, your truck, your home, your generator with EMP Shield devices at my website. Great savings there, and I encourage you to take part in that. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Three books he authored at Amazon.com, three more books he co-authored at Amazon.com, and he writes an article at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, published at his website, jrnyquist.blog. Let's see, Jeff, our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Jeff.
You're on air, Dave. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, you're on air, Dave.
I was speaking. Do you hear me?
You're on the air, Dave. Go ahead. Dave, you're on the air. We can hear you. I must have been some issue there. And we lost Dave. Well, Dave, we don't know what happened, but we could hear you, and apparently you couldn't hear us. Jeff... you and I share a common belief that we're not going to stop what's in motion here. the Chinese communists have a worldwide plan to conquer the world. They regard the 21st century as the Chinese century, don't they, sir?
Well, the Chinese talk about that, yes.
It looks like we got Dave in New York back. Dave, you're there, sir.
Yes, I am. Okay. Good morning.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I happen to run across something by James Corbett that I watched last night. I don't know why. 9/11 truth, lessons learned. I guess I thought this would be a nice summary of the lessons learned from 9/11. And he was talking about two 9/11s. He was talking about the original 9/11, 20 years worth of debates, discussions, dustification of buildings, directed energy weapons, no planes, all kinds of foolishness in his final analysis. In other words, there was a great movement for 9/11 truth to impeach these guys, to take them out of office, etc. And it got derailed by infighting arguments about how in the world it happened in small details and all sorts of probably manufactured information. And you mentioned Cass Sunstein laughing in the background as the whole thing was derailed, and now there's no such people walking in the streets and protesting this anymore. I haven't followed it in that detail, but I think that sounds rather accurate, that there isn't a great movement in this regard. Well, we see a similar thing happening here with this COVID thing. And he said, this time, we should not take 20 years. We probably don't have 20 years to pontificate and imagine and go over all of these details. We know what's going on. And he said, they're introducing, and he maintains this point. You know, you look at the Great Reset and all these other things you need to know about, that they're introducing a global digital system with a personal ID, where the terrorists are not in Afghanistan or are not the people who are just withdrawing large sums of money from their bank account, but the terrorists are those who go and breathe without a mask, who might be spreading something. We don't know. We can't even see. We only have to test or inject. So, to have people come on, to have guys who are supposed known scientists achieving levels of expertise come on these shows and say, hey, there's all this stuff. They didn't isolate this and all that. Apparently, they'd never read Pradham et al.'s paper that was early retracted, and even Leonard Horowitz will speak about this. I don't appreciate people doing the evil deeds of distracting people off to lunatic ideas where we have much better scientific evidence suggesting that the virus exists, that it has been sequenced and all of these things, and it is spreading like a virus, not that there aren't other things going on. And by a scientist who admits to not having looked into this very much lately. So this is the guy who calls somebody a pissant from New York. But I don't appreciate his ignorance in spreading this and causing such problems and just promoting stupidity. I mean, don't have real scientists come out and promote questionable ideas. I think it's very dangerous. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, I just, you know, we had the anniversary of 9/11, and I heard Joel Skousen say that, you know, there were that the planes full of people that supposedly hit the buildings were switched out for empty planes that were wire guided, you know. And I was like, what? You know, here you have the relatives of those people. They've suffered the loss of those people. I knew somebody that was in the Pentagon. He saw the body parts and the seats from the plane, you know, in the rubble.
Yeah, but can you comment about this new 9/11, this kind of circulating misinformation.
We have a break. Yep. We have a heartbreak here. We need to take this. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, and we're adding to it every day. We have the daily intelligence briefing put together every 24 hours by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. We have the John Moore Patriot Symposium that will take place next May at the beautiful, luxurious Margaritaville Resort at Lake of the Ozarks. And, of course, I do private consultations, helping people gain clarity, gain focus to achieve their goals. I really like to do private consultations. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Don't forget the Energy Cleaner. It's fun helping people get their lives back. It really is. Helping them achieve their goals to be able to do things that they love to do. That's what the Energy Cleaner is all about. Details at my website where you can place your order for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad that I personally box up. I take to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where Friday night they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8, and I ship them out priority mail, signature confirmation. That's what I do. You can place your order right there at my website. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9494. 1-800-273-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Jeff's books for sale. I encourage you to read his books. They're great books, well written. His books for sale at Amazon.com. And Jeff, our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie. Say again. Oh, Dave is still with us. Okay, Dave, you still with
us? Yeah. I was waiting for Jeff's comment on the science part of this and the isolation, the non-isolation arguments, and the effect on the whole effectiveness of anybody. And then I want to make a comment about something you said, John, which was important earlier today.
Okay. Go ahead, Jeff, if you have a response.
Yeah, well, of course, any time that you have a serious debate and somebody is bringing in, you know, counterfactual arguments, they are tending to discredit one side of it. You know, and then people get pretty much exhausted with people who are kooky, questioning things. And that merely helps the government. That merely helps the authorities. If they're putting over something on the public, if the government's gaslighting the public and the opposition is crazy, you know, people end up giving in to the government, right?
Yeah, that's a very good way to state it, Jeff. Yeah, counterfactual statements that are promoted or allowed to exist. I mean, this whole thing in Alberta, their whole showing no isolation and all this may be a part of a psyop. I may be doing that on purpose to allow people
Canadian
to have a basis for saying, look at this.
Yeah, what I heard about Alberta was that the Canadian health authorities could not, said, well, we didn't isolate the virus. So, of course, Canada is a fairly small country. They may not have done it. They've maybe went along with what the U.S. did. What I heard, you know, when the virus first happened, what people did is they downloaded the blueprints of the virus or the DNA of the virus from computers. That was an interesting thing. There was a scientist that actually said that. Now, as far as isolating it goes, I've heard people talk about the different controversial ways of isolating. I'm not a scientist. I don't know those things. But there's been so much disinformation from the government and the health authorities that whenever you have the government lying, it opens a path for people to say anything they want. And we do have a society in which people are allowed to, you know, have their opinion and say things without having, you know, as a person who's done a lot of research and is, you know, I was educated as a political scientist, it is rather dismaying how readily people get a platform for saying, well, you know, there's 12 foot, you know, the Queen of England is a 12 foot lizard, you know, and a shape-shifting 12 foot lizard. So you're like, what, you know, where does this come from? And these people, they get huge followings, by the way. And a lot more people are willing to listen to a guy saying the Queen of England and our elites are descendants of 12 foot lizards, shape-shifting lizards, then are willing to listen to me. So you've got to go to that too. So, you know, what can you do?
Well, I think John said, what can you do? What can you do when you see this thing coming? Because, John, you've studied this a lot. You've gotten a lot of information. And you put together just like a summary of, like, this is coming like a tidal wave. Step out of the way. I think you said something like that to that effect earlier, and I think that was
that was wisdom,
and because we're not going to change the mind of these people who are demonically, in my opinion, believing in a vaccine. They're going to believe in a vaccine, then they're going to believe in Lucifer. You know, I mean, this is just going so lunatic and so brainwashed. I think there's things
up to the moment the doctor is covering their face with the sheet following their passing, they'll believe the vaccine. Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's there's something very unusual spiritually, I would say, going on here, or even There may have been things that have modified their ability to think. And I don't want to go into all of these theories, but there are those who have ears to hear, and there are those who don't. And we were warned about that in the scriptures. So, John, I'll leave this with you, and thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. Now we go to Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning again. Listen, I hate to dispute Dave in New York here, but I'm going to have to. I've heard him several times call in, and he likes to qualify his statements that there, you know, that there is this has been isolated and that it's been sequenced and stuff from the reports that Dr. McCullough and Dr. Fleming have used. If I'm not mistaken, he cites both of those. And I've looked, Dr. McCullough never said Dr. McCullough, first of all, said he believed it had been properly isolated. He didn't say it was. And I can tell you from that what he's basing his opinion on, the fact that it was isolated, Dr. McCullough, is the same data that was originally came out of Canada, which they, when Canada, if you can remember, said they had isolated the virus. Now they say they can't because they don't have any proof. Okay, which is it, Canada? Which is it? Did you isolate the virus in the beginning or not? No, they never did. What they did was they identified a piece of corona, and they claimed it was, you know, I've explained this before, how they chopped up a bunch of stuff, put it in a centrifuge and spun it around, and then they came out and did one test, one pass, and said it was isolated. That's what Dr. McCullough is relying on. Dr. Fleming, I outed him way back at the very beginning of this thing. He came out because he wants to push his cure. He said, claims he has a cure for COVID. Well, that's nonsense. There is no COVID. He has no cure. He's an anti-Trumper, too, by the way. I outed him way, way back at the beginning, right around January 6th, because Dr. Fleming came out on January 6th crowing about all this nonsense about how Trump had, you know, and he was also one of the ones who claimed that the hospitals were filled when we know they were vacant. Dr. Fleming, that's your Dr. Fleming. Well, neither one of those, Dr. McCullough nor Dr. Fleming, are basing their opinion or their research on solid evidence. Neither one. So I'm going to lay that to rest. Now, the listener can decide for themselves, but that's the facts. Dr. James McCandy is absolutely correct in everything he said. All right, that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. We appreciate it. We had open lines here, 512-248-8252. Part of the Pfizer vaccine is manufactured in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. The Pfizer built a massive new structure in Chesterfield, Missouri. Not trying to hide it. It says Pfizer right on the building. Apparently, they make different parts of the Pfizer vaccine in different places, and St. Louis is one of the places where they manufacture it. Not that it means anything one way or the other. Jeff, this biological warfare we're going through is changing our society in many bad ways. The only good things I've seen are a reduced number of childhood issues because many children aren't getting any vaccines. So we're seeing less incidence of autism, for example. But not very many good things coming out of the biological warfare, is there, sir?
No. You're looking for the silver lining in the cloud, are you?
Well, there's not much of a silver lining. It's pretty tiny. Less people going into hospitals means less fatalities due to the out of control things people catch in hospitals. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, like the previous caller, you know, my question is, does he know for sure that nobody in Europe, all the labs in Europe, all the labs in the United States, nobody's isolated? Is that really true? And why would that be true? Yeah.
I regard that issue as a rabbit trail that you can follow it, but if you get to the end, so what? We like to use analogies. If the dump truck is about to hit me is painted red or green, I don't care what color it's painted. And that's how I regard whether this virus has been isolated or not been isolated. There's something that makes people sick, and it's very clear identifying things, such as loss of smell. That's a highly unusual thing for people to experience. Is it isolated? Is it not isolated? If people wanted to spend their time looking into that, God bless them. They should do so. I'm not interested. I'm interested in the clot shot and what that's doing to people. The virus, the COVID-19 virus, no matter what it is, was only the pretext, only the excuse to get people to take the real biological weapon, which really kills people. That's the issue. Not whether a virus that kills 0.3% of the people that get it has been isolated or not. I regard it as a side issue that I'm personally not going to spend any time on, Jeff, and I just soon drop it and move on from there. What's really high on your radar today, sir, that you'd like to talk about?
Well, my focus was just concentrating on the virus right at the moment, but
yes, sir.
You know, there are people in the U.S. military that are confronting the question of being vaccinated, and people are leaving the U.S. military. We got people who are flying extremely expensive bombers and fighters that are leaving. We've got officers, leaders, people that are skilled at combat that are leaving. We could be seeing dishonorable discharges for those people that won't take it or can't leave without a dishonorable discharge under the circumstances. We're talking about thousands of people, if not hundreds of thousands of people, leaving the U.S. military. And the question is the military going to be able to properly stand up in combat when it goes through this process? And why would the U.S. government force the service branches to have a vaccine when last year this COVID thing just killed about 20 people in the U.S. military? Why would they force them, causing massive disruptions in the ability of the U.S. military to function? Why would they do that?
Well, I think the people at the very highest levels in the Pentagon have been compromised by the communists. That's my belief. More military members died from car accidents the past 18 months than died from COVID. More military members, including veterans, die from suicides every day than die from COVID. And to force these people to take these vaccinations, which we know for a fact are harmful, it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal, and it's very definitely compromising the national security and national defense, isn't it, sir?
It is compromising the national defense. Look, why would you do something that would severely harm the U.S. defense potential unless you were in league with our enemies? I mean, that's just a straightforward question. I mean, you do not do this. You do not force the U.S. military to take something that's not necessary for the functioning of the U.S. military, and that makes it dysfunctional? No. Why are we putting up with this? Why isn't there a revolt? Why isn't there treason trials? Why aren't we?
I can answer that question, because the treason trials are the people in charge of them possibly happening are the same people that are doing this.
Yeah, that's right. But why are the American people allowing it now? We can't allow this anymore. This can't go forward. We're all going to die. You realize if we lose our nuclear deterrent, if we lose our defense, the enemies of this country destroy it. They go after the jugular. Does anybody see this?
Well, you see it and I see it. Many of our listeners do. Of course, that begs the question, what can we possibly do about it? Go visit our U.S. senator, our U.S. congressman, and say, hey, what's the deal? You know, our country's at risk.
Yeah, you know what? This is just, they destroyed my career. Nobody said anything. They destroy lots of people. They did it when the communists took over education. They took over certain universities and departments. And you couldn't say anything, and you couldn't say something against communism. Now it's the whole country.
Pretty amazing.
Good grief.
We'll get your summary when we get back from the break. Everybody stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Okay, we're back, Mr. Gentleman. Jeff, we've got about 2.5-3 minutes here, and of course, one last time. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. Well, what information do you think would be the most valuable to put across these folks this morning, sir?
No, I'm not sure any information. I mean, look, communism is taking over. You know, I've been saying it for 20 years. I've been watching it. We've been watching it happen. And the country just doesn't, you know, everybody's comfortable. Everybody's, you know, there's good stuff at the stores. What are you talking about? And I guess people are going to find out.
Well, you know? They will. I would like to tell people to make sure their spiritual houses are in order, that they have a team of relatives and close friends that they work with to deal with the times coming ahead for us, and prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Preparedness at the local level, at the family level, is what will help, if anything will, won't it, Jeff?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all you got left, you know?
That's like... pretty much it. That's pretty much it. Absolutely. Well, Jeff, your input is very valuable. You've woke up tens of thousands of people around the United States, not nearly what we need to wake up, but you've done your part. And you've devoted your life to this, and I thank you publicly for doing so, because what you've done has helped many people and continues to help many people, and I want to applaud you for your efforts and encourage you to keep doing it, sir.
Well, thank you. You know, the lemonade stand continues, I suppose. So.
Well. It does. I want to thank you for doing this, Jeff, publicly, and I want to encourage you to keep doing it. We'll have you back next week, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Jeff Nyquist, what a guy. Well, tomorrow we'll have, we'll have Kirk with Water Revolution. We'll have Dr. Horowitz, one of the most listened to segments that I do, Dr. Horowitz. I like to refer to him as having a brain on fire, and he does. He has a brain on fire. And of course, last but not least, Tom Berryhill will talk about the energy cleaner for about 24 minutes, get some updates on that. And the new listeners always like to find out about the energy cleaner. Friday, Tom is back for another visit Friday morning, talk about emergency survival communications, ham radio. And we should have Dr. Pete with us. It's Dr. Pete's week to be with us and give us updates on health-related matters. I always look forward to having Dr. Pete, and that will round out our week. So we have some challenges ahead of us. We do. We have extreme challenges ahead of us. It doesn't mean all hope is lost, however. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.